weed surfing yeah. That's pies, niggas. Oh my gosh, niggas. How many places you wanna take? That's a lot, nigga. But I serve these bitches till they lick the pot. Okay. Like I throw a bad jam, give me what you got. One shit to my girl, she deserve the props. I give a fuck what you think, you can save your thoughts. So
let it sit, let
yeah.
it marinate. I was here first, yeah. bitch.
Bella B, she cooking, darling. We alive, gossiping hip hop. What's Gooch?
What's good?
What's good with you, Jersey?
You know, I gotta hit everybody, but it's a beautiful day in the name.
So today is just a relaxed day. It's just a family day. We got Lucy. Lucy, you on the line? Well, Lucy's going to be calling in. She's a little slow. I just got the phone with her. But what's really going on with you, Jersey?
Nothing much. Nothing much. You know, I got real restless last night. Really didn't sleep too well. Got up. And kind of just been running off a few. Crashed. Took a nap. I'm not even going to lie after the show. I'm going to go ahead and go to sleep.
Fabulous.
My body. I mean, I'm trying to stay consistent, working out, eating healthy, watching my portions, and drinking more water. I just want to be pow, pow, pow for my birthday in June. So I'll figure
working out, doing all the things.
Honey, my bones hurt, my arms hurt. I can't even straighten out my arms, but I got to straighten out my arms to do all types of fucking shit. You don't even realize how much you got to straighten out your arms to do shit until your fucking arms hurt and you got to straighten them out. And it hurt to straighten them out, but it feels so good. I want to forever stretch, but I know I can't do that.
Well, you know, that feeling is a good feeling, you know, because you're actually getting results, you know. And the hardest thing really for me is eating. Because I like eat. I love food. So, it's crazy. Like, my husband.
That is what's the hardest right now for me is I like food. I mean, I'm not sitting up there, you know. I hope everybody out there don't think I'm over here, you know, 800 pounds and I'm trying to make a difference in my life now. No.
No,
it's not like that, you know. But, you know, just getting back into the gym, you got to get, your body has to get used to working out the muscles that you haven't really worked out in that long. And that's why I'm just so damn sore. But I feel probably after, you know, within the next 2 weeks that my muscles will start, they're going to be sore some more. But probably more sore because I'm going to be putting in even more work because now I'll be able to do more without aching.
So what are you thinking about this whole escape, you know, that I guess Kelly Candy's kicked out the group? I said Kelly, though. I'm thinking Destiny's Child when I'm thinking.
Okay, let me tell you something. Candy didn't get kicked out. Candy left, okay? Candy said she didn't want to do
pretty
it.
Pretty much.
All right?
Yeah, get me together,
she
though.
Said,
she
said, I'm done. I hope that with them having new, I guess, management and, you know, going to, I guess, sign a deal or whatever the case may be, they're going to have to change, you know, they better get their paperwork right.
Yeah,
they better get their
paperwork
right.
Yes, and
but I don't think
they didn't replace Candy or put Candy out. Candy, you know, decided she, you know,
didn't want to do it. And the crazy part about it is,
like,
right now they're in a eyes on position. Like they can't fuck up because if they come out with music, new music. And it sound garbage, that's what Candy is scared of. That they're going to come out with some new music, and the shit is going to be garbage, and then their name as Escape has been tarnished.
I wouldn't say tarnished. I mean, that happens. I mean, everything's not going to be, you know, a big hit. But I definitely feel what you're saying, you know, it's going to kind of, like, prove Candy right that we should have just left the shit alone.
Not just prove her right, but it's... No, their name would be tarnished because now you have Escape putting out music when their name is not going to be tarnished. What's going to happen is people are going to want them to play their old songs. And when they don't play their old songs, people are not going to show up to their shows.
I think they're going to still do old shows. And, you know, Kelly, I mean, I keep saying Candy is supposed to be going on tour with them this summer still. So, you know, I don't think it's like a bad situation where they're like not talking. It's like, oh, fuck them. It's not like that. You know, it's just not in Candy's interest anymore, you know.
The business side of her said, this cannot be trusted. That's what it was. Okay. She said, I feel like if I go into this business wise, I'm be fucked. Mm-mm.
Right. You sound like a candy coated knife.
I am a candy coated type of person. I am.
I said you coming on. I said we going on the air at 7. She said, oh yeah, 7, right? I'm like, yeah. I don't know what time she thought it was. But bitch, it's $7. But anyway, we're going to go into break, darling, because I want to hear some Smoke the Madman. We're going to get into Smoke the Madman. This record is called Sitting Tall, Darling. Listen, tune in, call in, gossip and hip hop. Let's see.
Your bitch's favorite flavor. Rush up on the mic. I'll rap the Craig Sager's Chevy Skater. Ain't some boys like that legendary Laker. All that acres and papers. My bitch is pretty like Hazel's. My trunk stay knocking like neighbors. Hello, hip hop, I'm your savior. I'm your bitch's favorite flavor. I-95 ducking skaters. Jar full of green, no capers. We don't cuff them, no, we just pass them on. Next, Sunny, Zappadon. Classic pitches, Apple Bond. Miss Benita, Apple Bond. Try me, question, put us on. I'm sitting tall with that paint flopping. Switching colors like 80s rhyming. Got balls like ball. And a free geek, but like D4 blossom. Used to ride the pack down to LJ. Champagne, I want nothing to celebrate. Write your shit, I'm a king, you know. It's the ICE, I ting, you know. I got whales, way to that wind and blow. Dripping gold, I see 3PO. No boss, my own CEO. Ho, I'm rich now, never seen me broke. And I'm sitting tall, 30 inches, man, in control. I'm eating full of
H riding tall. I mean, hop out slamming doors. T top 30s on board. East side, creek side, you know that trap, don't find my soul. How could you blame me? East Atlanta would make me. Like a post move, get your heart in that box. Trap this sound up till nightfall. Pushing lanes in that old school. Sitting tall, smoking dope, brick up raw. Pull up on me at the light. I'm looking like what is a law. I meet liquor port. There's some more, you know I'm swerving. Pending corners in that Chevy. Swerving, surfing on them Perkins. Me and your bitch involved, I'm in that jar. Bitch, you she could swallow swords, tilting. I'm sitting on, yeah, she bought, your bitch, she on, trap shit, true savage, no trap shit, true Atlanta, no accent, when she bring it up, now I'm past tense, she regret that, I'm the best now, when I always told her I'd stretch that, now 9 to 5, couldn't stretch that, 1/4 ounce in my breast flat, hot strap in my friend lap, and why every corner I bent that, I mean, why y'all wanna be sitting tall, 30 inches, lay ignorant tall, I mean, pull up, it's your boy, break your neck. Like that legendary Laker. Rush up on the mic, I'm your bitch's favorite flavor. Bending corners in that shit. True Atlanta, no accent.
Yes, darling, we're here, Gossip and Hip Hop, Anti-Way. Well, what was that, Jared?
Oh, Lord. That's Lucy. That is Lucy.
Is that Lucy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Girl, where are you at? It sounds like you're, like, in jail or something. What happened? Are you okay?
I had a speakerphone on.
Well, how do I sound? Because I have the speakerphone on.
You're right. You're okay.
I sound okay? Because I have the speakerphone on, too.
Ah, I'm so excited!
Oh, my gosh. Girl, darling, first of all, you're late. Let's start there.
Well, technically, I'm not late because I had to go to the bathroom. So bathroom breaks count as part of the punch-in time. So I punched in and went to the bathroom, and then I grabbed the microphone. So that means I'm not late.
Jesus,
what were
no.
you in Jersey?
Mm-mm, not today. Not tomorrow.
If not today, what would it be?
Well, we didn't get
the
egg. Were you ready to say something, Jersey?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff that has been going on. And I think we should go ahead and start just jumping into it. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, let's go ahead and talk Mr. Matthew Knowles and him clarifying colorism statements.
He's basically right.
Because you not know, you know, it's a lot going around talking about somehow Matthew Knowles is basically saying if Beyonce was dark skinned, she wouldn't be as big as she is now. Now, he's stating that that is not the intent of that, he's not saying it to say, oh, if she was dark-skinned, she wouldn't be, you know, where she is, he said, because obviously she still would. He says, though, you know, the things that basically lighter-skinned women within the music industry, they can get away with. In reference,
but
you know,
that's a fact.
But darker-skinned women can't. For instance, two women, same platform, they're being told, and look at where they are, Cardi B and Bianca Bonny. I love them both.
Yeah, Bianca.
Let's be real. Both of them will sit up here and pop off at any motherfucking minute of the goddamn day. Now, tell me how has that hurt Cardi B's career?
I mean, it happens. She's a rapper. So, I mean, things are different for rappers.
It happens. But if you look at Bianca Barney's situation, she and, you know, somebody pop off and she do something, she's definitely getting the whole bottom of the ass to kiss and, you know, about it.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's always been known, you know, in American black, well, African American music and film industry and model industry, you know, the lighter, the more marketable here in America.
This is not new news. Light-skinned people have been, like, the epitome of celebrations and all this other crap ever since back in the day. Light-skinned people are taking over the world. Light-skinned people represent the unity of all colors.
I wouldn't say that. I think we all as a collection represent the unity of all colors. I mean,
how do you get a light-skinned person? A light-skinned person forms when you get different cultures. They have sex and they make a baby and then you get a light-skinned person.
Not all the time.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you get a light-skinned person, because you get some different shades and they become light-skinned. So, by that definition, light-skinned people are the evolution of mankind.
But that's not necessarily true, because you do have babies that are born with lighter color eyes, and it is because of a genetic defect.
Right.
No, it's because
and
of a genetic evolution.
Do.
In the world to come, everyone will be light-skinned. All the pure breeds will be phased out, because the pure breeds are unnecessary. As the world continues to unfold, light-skinned people are going to be the ones that are going to be able to inhale the oxygen.
Not inhale.
And all the pure breeds are going to be breathing hydrogen. Just going to fall off the planet. You know, it's a whole flat earth concept. The pure breeds will stay on the flat earth and fall the fuck off. The pure breeds are going to be stuck on flat earth.
Listen,
the pure breeds. Who talks about flat earth the most? It is the pure breeds. The pure breeds that celebrate all of the.
Talk about flat earth the most. I have, like, that. Your Instagram, of course, if everybody does not know Lucy's Instagram, it's interesting. And if you go, I promise you, you would want to keep going back to find out what more interesting shit is going to come out of Lucy's mouth. And this flat earth shit was one of them. Really?
Look, I'm not a believer in flat earth. I don't believe. I'm not a pure breed. I'm not a pure breed. I'm a reptilian. I have reptilian DNA, and I understand how the world really works. I've been trying to give the tree of life and the tree of knowledge to all mankind, and some of you motherfuckers are just resisting.
I can't.
Sometimes
on
I just gotta backsmack. Sometimes I just backsmack some people. I can't
next
tell them the truth, so I just smack them in the face.
On another note, let's talk about Drake sitting up here, you know, giving out scholarship and paying groceries.
Right.
I mean, that's nice.
And
I mean,
he went ahead.
Somebody
and he went ahead. He donated $25,000. To a senior in Miami, and then turned around and he went to a grocery store, and he basically told the store owner he's paying for everyone who was in the grocery store getting whatever the fuck they were getting. He was paying for it, and he encouraged them to go back and get more.
Oh, he's a beggar. That's begging. That's begging for publicity.
To go back.
That's,
It does work. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I'm not celebrating that.
Let me tell you something. Consultation. If I'm at the grocery store, okay, and some celebrity walks in and they say that they're gonna pay for everybody's food, that, you know, they're gonna pay for everybody's stuff that's in their fucking basket at this goddamn grocery store, and they're gonna encourage you to get back so you can stock up at your house. I'm not thinking about them begging. I'm thinking about putting up this food for me and my baby. You know what I'm saying? For me and
my
Come on.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong with humanity right now. You don't think about the bigger picture.
Don't sit all sad when the radio, darling. We know you can use the food, darling.
I'm not going to lie. If he came in there and did that, I would save my food stamps, and I would get at least 3 grocery carriages full of food, because I would feed my family and my friends.
Somebody's bill was $736.
I'm not going to ignore the fact that that's a kiss ass. Is he trying to run for politics? Is he trying to be the next vice president with The Rock? Are they trying to team up and run for a presidency?
Let me tell you something, Trump.
See, this is that light-skinned crap I don't like to hear about. Them light-skinned people think they're going
to
run the fucking world.
If Trump can do it, I'm a guess what?
$40 a pound.
That's what people motherfucking get for putting his ass in goddamn office. If his ass can do it, then who else want to ever fucking do it can motherfucking put their goddamn
That's the same thing Nicki Minaj did when her brother came out as a pedophile. She want to start sending bitches to college. You wasn't sending bitches to college before your brother was raping.
To change the subject, I don't really like to eat spaghetti without sausage.
I'm just saying, these light-skinned people will finagle you. You know what I'm saying? As soon as some shit go down, they want to start buying groceries for everybody. Think I know you still a bitch. Stop playing.
But what would
I'm going to take them groceries. I'm going to take them groceries, though.
I haven't seen a scandal or anything.
Hell yeah. Why wouldn't I? I'm taking them groceries. Fuck that.
I understand damage control, but what does Drake have to kind of clean up?
To do with Nicki's damage control.
What you mean Drake got to clean up? Drake is with Young Money. He is one of the long, he's one of the, the whole Young Money needs a clean up. They need some soap and a rubber ducky. And they need to wash that shit the fuck up. Because Young Money is about to be out of the wavelength. Baby said, I ain't fucking with you because Lil Wayne ain't kissing him or sucking him. The whole Young Money community is about to be Lil Wayne don't want to give it up to Baby. Nicki Minaj done went down for pedophiling and trying to fuck with another light-skinned bitch that's better than her. And Drake just disappeared and got fucked over by J-Lo.
Mm-mm.
And he ain't done the same since.
I can't.
He is a broken man ever since J-Lo. You ain't never seen this? Ever since J-Lo, he is broken.
The fuck out of
here. I don't
here.
Think J-Lo breaks men. I think, you know, I think J-Lo's a
breaker. J-Lo is a ball breaker. She breaks men down.
Well, honey, I love J-Lo, and we love J-Lo here at Gossip and
I love Talk. J-Lo, too. I love me a Bronx girl. The Bronx girls got the best. They got that good loving. I love me a Bronx girl.
Lord.
New York. Shout out to New York, yo. New York. I love New York. Yes. Brooklyn. Oh.
Brooklyn in the building.
Southside Queen.
Well, what's the next subject? Definitely shout out to Queen.
Queen, go ahead. What's going on?
And where did he get them groceries at? I hope it wasn't in the country where they grow food. He should have been buying groceries in the motherfucking urban town where we don't got no gardens.
They got rid of a lot of our hood grocery stores. It's gone. Like, I don't know if people have been paying attention, but it's been ratchet, darling. Anyway, we're going to go into break. We have this Little Donald record back and forth. Tune in. Call in. We on Gossip and Hip Hop.
Damn.
I ain't been asleep in the club a day. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga about no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
A day. I did falling in with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga fight no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich. Why your ass always mad? If I fuck, I never tell on the bitch.
I never tell.
I borrow me no scale for this shit. She gon' tell me your every time you make her mad. She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad. I been riding that magic carpet like a lad. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you been? Where you been? Bro, you going?
Hey, where you been?
Got my hand, we ain't cool. You know we ain't free. Popping hoes out with my cousin Leroy. Yeah, we cool, but I'm taxing ain't free.
I ain't been sleeping a couple days. I did falling in with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga fight no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Yeah, that was Little Donald back and forth. It's your girl, Ms. The Miller O. We are so live on Hip and Hip Hop.
Oh, no. We're back.
So, I just want to say thank everyone for hip hop. I love hip hop.
Is someone swindled you out of $2.5 million and you didn't find out until 8 years later, how would you feel?
Is somebody
it ain't nothing. It's just a bag.
That bamboozled.
Yes, Mark Anthony got bamboozled for $2.5 million and didn't find out until 8 years later because someone
It obviously was nothing, but it wasn't nothing to him. It obviously wasn't nothing to
right.
him. You know what I'm saying? That's like he dropped $5.
Honestly, but Mark
$2.5 million taken over in 8 year time frame.
But that means something to you. He has millions and billions of dollars. It doesn't mean nothing to him. To us, it's like, hell yeah, what the hell just happened?
Correct.
Look, let me say, okay. He's still making bank off of a whole lot of them songs he made in the 90s. Yo, Mark Anthony was hot in the 90s.
I'm just telling you, when you rich and people rob you, you just know that you're going to get robbed. It's like a Mexican going to trick with a prostitute. You know you're going to get beat. You don't even worry about it.
Why did I get a flashback of Kim Kardashian getting robbed? Where was she at? Oh, my gosh. What did y'all think about that whole thing? Remember?
She was in Dubai. She was in Dubai. One of the slave labor places.
She got duct tape and tied up. Bitch, she's not a record.
Dubai is not playing. I don't know why people try to keep playing this as a tourist spot, but Dubai is a harsh place.
It was France. She wasn't in Dubai. She was in France.
She was in Dubai.
France
is not even that friendly. It's up. France got the whole things going on with the Muslims.
It was France.
I'm telling you, look, point blank, I like to be in America. I don't trust all these other places.
Oh, my. Well, you need to get the fuck out of America and go to these other motherfucking places because these other places are beautiful as shit and it costs so much goddamn less to go.
Beautiful?
Yes, man, look.
I mean, beautiful to you. Look on the other side of the flower bed.
Africa is
beautiful.
All right. Dubai is beautiful. I know it because I've been there. What are you talking about?
Okay, so are they eating people? Are they eating people?
No.
Where's the cannibalism? Where's the cannibalism?
No.
It's real beautiful seeing somebody steamed and porked and eaten, right?
Why all day I've been saying this? Nails done, hair done, the bitch is doing good.
I wasn't ready.
On Facebook Live, yo, and she was a mess, yo. But that shit had me cutting up. Nails done, hair done, a bitch is going good. Anyway.
Niggas got back out toilets.
Y'all know Coco and her husband a divorce. Coco
for the what happened, Jersey?
Coco is divorced with Ice-T?
Oh my gosh. First, no, we're not talking about Coco and Ice-T. I'm talking about Coco from SWV.
What about?
Oh, Coco and SWV.
Been
married for 15 years, you know?
Well, that's not surprising. You know, ugly girls usually follow ugly trends. And, you know, Escape was the ugly group. And since Tiny's getting a divorce, I'm not surprised that the next ugly group has a divorce, too. You know, it's just an ugly people thing. You know, ugly people following hers. You know, one ugly person does it, the next ugly person does it.
Oh, it's legendary, honey. She's a trend bitch, okay?
She was legendarily ugly.
She was one of the first girls with the long nails, and she's a brown skin bombshell. Don't come for.
And she's legendarily ugly, and she will never be what Beyonce is to the game. She's not light skin. That's why her name is Coco. That's why her name is Coco. If her name was Caramel, I guarantee she would have reached the top of the music chart.
Shout out to Coco. We love you.
Thank you.
Coco, you're lovely, but you'll never be on top.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love SWV songs. I grew up with that shit. It's lovely. But it's not no mysterious thing of why she's not on top.
Wait for when the kids saying the same shit about Lucy. They like she's this weird ass old lady running around.
No, see no. The difference between me is I accept my niggonology. I don't get on here and try to act whitish or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Can you define that? What do you define as acting white? Because you had said the same thing on my live feed like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's like how light skinned people do. You light skinned people like to act white. You like to talk with a white cultural tongue. See me, I like to just sound like I'm straight out the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I say duh. I don't say the. I don't say T-H-E. I say D-A.
That's not.
You know what I'm saying?
White. That's called talking. In pure English.
That is acting white. Jersey be acting
like
white too. Talking about she went to Africa, but she talking like a white person. You are dark skinned, boo. You will never be what a light skinned person is. All right, all right. Even this matchup on the radio, it's a light skinned chick and a dark skinned chick, and you are not the light one. Amira is the light one.
Bitch,
I'm just
I'm
a niggonometry on it.
First of all, I'm not.
You are light skinned. You are light skinned.
No,
all right.
Stop
you are not even black. You're not even black.
I'm brown skin, bitch. Okay.
You Afro Latina. You are Afro Latina. You're not even black. Stop playing.
Here's the thing. It is not about talking white. It is about being proper with your language.
Right.
Period.
And knowing how to talk.
Okay. Okay. So white is proper, right?
Speaking in
English European tongue is proper, right?
You know how to talk the lingo.
Oh God. Here we go. Again.
Yeah. All right. You keep on calling that shit proper. That shit is not proper.
And have y'all seen the reveal of her head and what Queen Nefertiti would have looked like back in the day? Have y'all seen that?
That was
you talking about that Arabian looking chick?
Darling, more like
what
Queen
Nefertiti would look like.
She looked like she had a tan, you know, like.
I'm saying, I mean, Egypt was conquered by Arabs, so I mean, it's not like I don't know the exact datage of everything. Egypt was conquered by Arabs, so I'm not surprised that there's some white folks in the seat. I mean, if you know, the ruler of Egypt now is kind of white-looking, so I mean,
you can't
really surprised.
White because you have Turkish people. You have all kinds of different people of that light skin. That has light skin that does not go just to white folks, okay? So they
I know. I clearly said that light skin is the evolution of mankind. It is not white. It is not black. It is a harnessing of both, and it's going to erase the whole pure breed. That's what I said.
We know what you said. We're just saying it's a fool. Okay? Sound like one.
So flat Earth is a fool. Flat Earth is a fool, and the pure breeds will fall off it.
You said the flat Earth. Shut up on this flat Earth.
Won't let it go. Won't let it the fuck go.
I want to know what kind of watermelon do white people eat.
Darling,
what?
Stop, pause. Stop and pause, okay? Because we about to get, hold up. We about to get into the next record. We got Notorious Gooch in the building. This record is called I Need Drugs, okay? Tune in, honey.
Okay.
Gossip and hip-hop. Mizzo, gossip. All that, you know, Lucy, Jersey. Okay, I don't hear anything. I mean, what is really going on for real? I mean, what's T? What's Gooch? I'm waiting to hear some Notorious Gooch. Where's the record? Hello?
You are my sunshine.
That's the record.
You are my stars.
That's the record.
I was just going to make some music. We just going to make some music.
The last voice I wanted to hear was you, darling, okay? We're trying to get into the vibes, okay? We just
so drop the music. It's not my problem. Drop the music. Drop the music.
Well, honey, you have to bear with me for a little bit, darling, okay? Get it together.
Right. Let's go ahead and keep the ball rolling real quick. Let's finish up this discussion about Nefertiti Head.
Oh, gosh.
See, now, right. See, I caught that shade. I caught that shade. That was pure shade, Jersey. You talking about her head, talking about keeping the ball rolling. You trying to call her a ball head a bit. Stop playing, Jersey. I heard you. That
That's
was pure shade. You said let's talk about Nefertiti Head and keep the ball rolling. Pure shade.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't seeing. Where were you? Where were you? Because I wasn't where you were. Where were you? I wasn't where you were.
I was right here. You was in Africa talking about her bald head.
Bitch, you said you was in Dubai. What happened to Deb?
Dubai was beautiful. Dubai is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful with slavery.
It is.
It
you know,
a lot to live in Dubai. And
all them hotels is built by slaves. Slave labor. All that beautiful shit in Dubai was built by slaves. Is being built by slaves.
Okay.
If you stop looking at the beautiful shit and you turn around, you will see 10 slaves behind you trying to eat one bologna sandwich.
In the building, darling. I need drugs. The record is hot. Tune in, honey. Gossip and hip hop.
The street's most famous producer. R.A. on the track.
You know, I need drugs, man. Word.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Then I look at my phone and see my clients call. I'm about to call my plug, cause shit, I gotta re-up. Cause it's the first of the month, and you know I need drugs. There I was, knee deep inside the game. They wanted to put me in the fence, they wanted to give me my pain. Then a thought occurred, tear drops made my eyes burn. Cause I got money coming from the first to the third. I can feel it inside, can't explain how it feels. When a pack hit my hands, it be giving me chills. Playing make believe. Tryna duck the D, stay the fuck out their way so they don't fuck with me.
Fuck Twitter.
Carter showed me love, she near and dear. Pounds of weed, bricks, the girl squares are clear. Me and me goes, gotta speak different languages. Thought back and forth, cross country, jumping planes and shit. It's an adrenaline rush, that's how I explain this shit. It's just the life that I live, I wouldn't change this shit. So as long as I'm blessed from above, I'ma do what I do, cause a nigga need drugs. A Faygo is so sweet,
oh
and
God.
A backwood just makes it complete. A nigga like me, I pop a couple of Zans, fall straight asleep, and fuck up all of my plans. Both niggas snorting lines, they ain't my kind.
Hell no.
The pockets right, and they talk
oh,
about
yeah.
Fire. I'm just blowing OG and pouring OZs and trying to stack my money up till it's as tall as a tree.
Pimper.
When I need a dog food, I be all in the
I'm in a D, nigga.
And nigga got it pure.
Hey, bro, that should be a three, bro.
For celeb OG, go to Roscoe's with Chili in the LBC. Go back to West B and smoke with my thugs.
Hometown,
the life, and they always show me love. Rap in the corner,
they be like, what up?
What up?
I need drugs.
I mean,
my PT's back. I need drugs.
Real, man.
take me back. Yes, I need drugs.
You better spin that on down like that.
I love that record. What do you think about that record, honey? That's Notorious Gooch down in Atlanta tearing it down from Notorious Records.
I don't know. I mean, the record was kind of nice, but speaking as a person that has just left the rehabilitation center, I find that album triggering, and I just really can't align myself with that kind of music.
Well, we definitely, you know, take your opinion into consideration and everything. But what's next on the docket, darling? What's next going on, Jersey?
Well,
but you see how I docket that, honey? You just go and snatch Madison gold coin like docket. Like that.
Well, I want to know y'all insight right now. Do y'all know that FEMA is stopping the water shipments and food to Puerto Rico?
That's not a surprise.
They said it's been over a little 4 months and provided enough effort. They said that they have 48 million liters of water, 2 million MREs, meals ready to eat, and 2 million snack packs that are on ground in Puerto Rico. Do you think that within these past four months, do you really think that they have gotten all of the help that they've needed?
Well, I'm just going to say, I don't know how that contrasts to the Haiti relief that went on, because I'm still worried about the Haiti people, but I'm just going to say from what the last I've heard about the Puerto Rican situation, I heard that they were sitting on $8 million and wasn't even spending it. So I don't understand what kind of relief they need if they're sitting on $8 million, spending their own goddamn money.
$8 million is nothing when it comes to rebuilding an entire, you know.
$8 million is something if you can sit on it. I'm going to act like the government, all right? The government, look, the government says if I give you food stamps and you don't spend them food stamps, well, then you don't need them goddamn food stamps. And if you got that $8 million and you're not spending it, well, I guess you don't motherfucking need it.
But that ain't got nothing to do with the people. The people are not the ones with the $8 million. They're the ones that are struggling. They're the ones that are suffering.
Don't try to separate the people from the government. I can't stand when people do not separate the people from the government, because the government and the people are the same thing.
There's a lot of American citizens that are, you know, there in Puerto Rico. I mean, we have probably over 300,000 citizens there.
Let's not forget Puerto Rico is.
They need to talk to their government and get their government
on
the right page.
Of the United.
There is no reason that they are in this situation and sitting on $8 million and not spending it.
Well, how would you know? Have you survived?
Gosh.
Something
all I'm saying is, if it was the middle of they need to release the $8 million. Now, the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not steal." Now, I understand that stealing is for lowlifes. People of proper understanding, they make contracts, and these Puerto Rican people need to make a contract with their congressmen so they can get some goddamn $8 million spent on their suffering.
You know that's not going to happen.
But right, you can't just give $8 million
still a government.
Okay, so listen. So who's for? How are you going to blame America? How are you going to blame whatever? I don't really care about the orange man, but how are you going to blame the United States because your own country don't want to? How are you going to blame all the other states because your state don't want to pay out the money? And your state got money, but your state like, no, we want to get it from somewhere else.
Anybody? The question was, how do you feel about the U.S. stop funding? Well, FEMA stop funding.
And that's how I feel. I'm saying
that
I think it might be time to stop. I don't say that. I'm not going to say that they might not need to restart. But until they start allocating that $8 million, well, then we can start talking about what else do you need. I can't just be sending you money and you pocketing it and putting
and
in whatever the fuck.
Frivolously spending $8 million and giving it
frivolously.
You can't frivolously. Yes, and
so you can't tell me that they can't take $25,000 and build a fucking hospital.
$25,000 to build a hospital went. Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? Are you $25,000 to build a hospital? Who builds a hospital?
Look, Right. Look, Chico, the land is cheaper. You was just saying that the land is cheaper everywhere you go. All right, so they can take $25,000 and make themselves a nice little clinic. They can take themselves and make a nice little clinic, all right?
She thinks,
all right,
she thinks
they got Puerto Rican doctors. They have learned American medicine, and they can make a nice little clinic.
Jesus, these offense.
And people act like this because FEMA stopped. Like, that don't mean that they're getting no assistance. They ain't getting no goddamn assistance, right? Come on.
Bitch, I could blow $25,000 in less than a week.
I bet you can, Amira. I bet you really can. I seen your boots. I seen your shoe collection. I know what you spend your money on. But anyway, I bet you them bodegas is still sending money over to Puerto Rico. I bet you every time I go and use my food card in the bodega, they're sending their money back to Puerto Rico. Don't tell me they ain't got no help. Don't tell me they ain't got no goddamn help.
Darling, we all have donated and have also spread the knowledge of what's going on in Puerto Rico and in Texas and down in Florida.
Oh, I'm going to save it. Save your whole scene. Why are you doing that whole Drake shit? See, this is that shit I be talking about. You and your light-skinned people, you're always running some kind of... Amira, who you brought groceries for? You brought groceries too, huh? Go ahead, light-skinned person. Talk about the groceries you done brought too. You said that you just donated money. Let's go through all your fucking charitable things you've got, you Illuminati member. Because I'll start talking about your charities.
You are crazy. Anyway, next up...
Damn, light-skinned people.
So on the docket.
Well, we have a lot going on. You know, Gary Owens,
look,
he went in.
Look, let's be appropriate. We have a record. Let's go ahead, since Lucy is crazy and out of control. Let's play her record, Potty Mouth. Let's do that, okay? Maybe that'll get her together.
I be pissing on bitches, shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. Pissing on bitches and shitting on niggas, shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. I be pissing on bitches, shitting on niggas, shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. Pissing on bitches and shitting on niggas, shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. Shut up, bitch. You motherfucking prostitute, trying to glorify the shit you do. Please shut up, bitch. Broke ass, ignorant bitch. Glorify how you suck mad dick. Stupid bitch, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up, bitch. Do anything for a like ass bitch. Fucking dumb ass bitch. Shut up, bitch. I keep an open fire to smack the fence on a box ass bitch. Can't tell me shit. I don't wanna hear shit. Come and think she know what all ass bitch. Look be here, I'm can't cook ass bitch. Always need validation ass bitch. You miserable fucking bitch. Think you could buy friends? Think again. You too shallow to keep real friends. Fuck off, you HIV sick bitches. Oh, now you religious? Peddling Jesus? Shut the fuck up. The government paid for your college. Fucking dick, the only thing you can relate to knowledge. To none of my real bitches, but fuck them snooty, floozy, phony bitches. Blaming everyone else for why they can't find a man. Well, I'll be damned. Somebody beat that bitch up again. Know thyself, love thyself, show some respect. You ain't better than nobody else. Shut up, bitch. You motherfucking prostitute, trying to glorify the shit you do. Please shut up, bitch. Broke ass, ignorant bitch. Glorify how you suck mad dick. Stupid bitch, shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut up, bitch. Your ass backwards, do anything for a like ass bitch. Dumb ass bitch, shut up, bitch. I keep an open fire to smack a fence on a box ass bitch. Shut up, nigga. You stupid Rudy Poo ass nigga. Get a little paper, now you talking big shit. Shut up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, you dumb ass nigga. You a lick, I sustain you, bitch ass nigga. Shut up, nigga. I said shut the fuck up, nigga. Boy, fuck your ass up. You jack in the box, you ABC. Fuck boy, nigga. Shut the fuck up. You ain't shit. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Don't talk, nigga. I don't hear you, nigga. It's quiet for you, scratch and snip ass nigga. Only know how to cook breakfast ass nigga. Always making up stories how you run shit, nigga. Nigga, you sorry. All you do is throw pity parties. We was having fun, you stepped on stage. Talking about all your regrets. Acting like you sweat. Complaining about child support checks. No shade, no shade. They gave you AIDS. How you making money, but you still looking played? This song ain't a diss to none of my real niggas. But fuck them 7 days, have a joy ass niggas. Blaming everyone else for why they don't have a lady. And they only day training cause they can't have babies. Know thyself, love thyself, show some respect. You ain't better than nobody else. Shut up, nigga. You stupid Rudy Poo ass nigga. Get a little paper, now you talking big shit. Shut up, nigga. Shut the fuck up, you dumb ass nigga. You a lick, I sustain you, bitch ass nigga. Shut up, nigga. I said shut the fuck up, nigga. Boy, fuck your ass up. You jack in the box, you ABC. Fuck boy, nigga. Shut the fuck up. You ain't shit. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I be pissing on bitches, shitting on niggas. Shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. Pissing on bitches and shitting on niggas. Shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. I be pissing on bitches, shitting on niggas. Shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches. Pissing on bitches and shitting on niggas. Shitting on niggas and pissing on bitches.
Okay, that was Lucy Potty Mouth, and let me just say that record does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Gossip Hip Hop or Street Smart Radio. But I would definitely say that one good thing I can say about that record is, for people that are listening, you know, you get a complete understanding, you know, with the things she say out of her mouth and the music, it all makes sense. It's a fool. But carry on.
I guess so. That sounds like shade.
Lord have mercy.
That's all shade, darling. Well, Jersey said she loved it, so let's hear what Jersey got.
Oh, if Jersey loved it, then I love it.
I do. It's catchy. It makes you move your body. It makes you pissing on niggas.
Ooh. And that's about pissing on niggas and shitting on niggas that I want to dance to, like, open over me.
Of course your light skinned bougie cunt.
Not literally, you know, pissing and shitting on people, because that's just...
Sometimes you got to piss and shit on some people. I mean, come on, stop playing.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
You just got to do it.
I mean, true.
You can't just let people be disrespecting you and doing any old kind of thing.
Okay. Well, when that catches on, darling, you can say I was wrong. Okay?
Okay.
But anyway, that was a cute little record. So, speaking of which, Lucy, what are you working on next? You do have an album ready to drop. So what's going on? March 31st.
Oh, yeah, March 31st. You know, that's the infamous date for the coming of Lucifer, Lucinda Karma. You know what I'm saying? March 31st, the day of enlightenment, the day of acknowledgement for transgender people.
First of all, let me just say that record, that album, that project, Lucy, Lucifer, has nothing to do with transsexuals or transgenders. But I'll definitely just carry on with that.
See, you don't know the history. You don't know the history. Lucifer is the light bearer. It goes back to Enki and Lil. And the transgender people were the closest to the women, the rulers of society, the official first that came before mankind came and took over society. Women, feminine, fertility is what was praised, because fertility is the creator of creation.
Oh, God. Well, okay. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, you know, it's very, you know, different. It's very off the subject and off the topic, and the song was not even about that, but okay.
Oh, yes, it was. It was about putting these women that don't know who the hell they is in check, because there's no way that you should be glorifying how you used to be a stripper. And that's how you made it into the business. That's all fine and dandy, but don't act like being a stripper is better than anybody else. You ain't better than nobody else. Love thyself, know thyself, and show some respect. You ain't better than nobody else.
I've never heard a stripper say that she was better than other people that I've heard.
Well, excuse me for the implications, because in the world I live in, people highly imply many things, and then they try to act sly as if they didn't do anything. I don't play that slick shit. I know what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, people have a lot of negative things to say about, you know, people that work in the sex life or strippers or whatever.
No,
it is.
Love the hoes. I love the hoes. Hoes make the world go round. I love hoes. I love prostitutes. But it's one thing I will not tolerate. You are not going to be in my face talking shit to me about how I don't have a BMW because you got a BMW for sucking and fucking. I don't want to hear that shit. All right? I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh.
You got your BMW? That's fine. I'm happy for you. But do not try to put me down because you got your sucking fuck BMW.
Well, this sounds
personal.
Not your sucking fuck BMW.
This sounds personal. I mean, if you want to bring...
It is personal.
Stripper on,
I don't appreciate that shit. I don't appreciate that shit.
You want to bring the stripper on that you were talking about?
I hang around strippers all the time.
Like there was like a situation recently or something. Maybe today.
No, I'm around hoes and prostitutes all the time. I mean, I surround myself with these kind of people. I love the hoes. I love a woman that holds on and is proud of her sluttiness.
So that really goes against everything you just said.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I said I like a woman that is proud of her sluttiness. But being proud of your sluttiness doesn't mean that you have to put me down. You understand? You can have pride in yourself without putting somebody else down.
We don't know the situation, so we don't know what you're saying.
Well, it's implied. Reading between the lines. You're supposed to be a transsexual woman. You're supposed to have the talent of reading and picking up on shade.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Honey, nothing.
That's all I can do is shake my head, shake my head. I jumped out the window.
So we're going to just move on to the next one. Moving on. Jersey, you're supposed to fill in because we're actually ready. We'll be closing out soon, darling. So, I mean, anybody want to say anything before we go or anything going on this week? Anything you want to plug? I mean,
I just want to say I love you, ladies, and I will be in Maryland and New Jersey upon a day and get myself ready because when I come through, I'm coming through, motherfucker.
Oh, when you come through, you better come through correct. You know,
I'm definitely doing that. I'm coming through correct. I don't know what you're going to do, but me and Robbie are going to paint the town red, purple, and black.
I don't do all of this. You know, it's cute on the radio and over the phone and all the things, but you ain't going to be
me and Robbie are going to tear down Maryland.
Okay. Whatever.
I'm looking forward to South by Southwest. That's what I'm looking forward to. South by Southwest, these shows, these interviews. All of that. I'm excited about that, and I'm so ready to get that. Just
what do you mean South
around.
By Southwest? Is that a restaurant? Because I know you a foodie. You look like the type of girl that like to eat.
Not.
So you missed that part in the beginning of the show.
That's because I was in the bathroom. You gonna hold my bowel movements against me? What kind of shit is that? You disrespectful whore.
Oh my gosh.
Well, for all the listeners out there, if you guys are going to be here in Austin for South by Southwest, we will definitely be out in the area. We will be giving out live broadcasting and everything like that. Y'all want y'all music. We have all of the information, the flyers.
But wait a minute. When is that? Because I'm going to be out in Texas in a week or two.
I was just ready to say that, you know, for anybody that's kind of worried, I will have a stack of restraining orders. So, you know, don't worry if Lucy do happen to be there, because we definitely have everything we need to make sure that you are safe. And you
there is nobody going to be fearing me. I am a lovely person. I'm giving out hugs and kisses and squeezing asses.
Nobody wants you to touch me, okay?
What do you mean? The people in Texas love me.
We would definitely get more into Southwest by, you know, the whole thing, darling. We'll get more into it the next show, darling. But make sure y'all tune in Friday to the Fast Lane, honey, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Street Smart Radio. I'm out, your girl, Ms. Miller O. We got Jersey and Lucy. Yep. And tonight, time. Good night.
Your mind in the evening, all day long, got me singing this song. I've been waking up to the sound of you calling my name. Every conversation in between your lips, I'm ready. Baby, it's about to go round out for round. Grab a Gatorade, cause it's about to go down, go down. I don't wanna hear complaining, talking about you tag, it's on, it's on. Cause it's FaceTime.